Proponents say the move will promote more affordable rates in the state. Idaho Department of Insurance Director Dean Cameron says too many healthy people are canceling their insurance because the premiums are just too high.
And it's just got worse and worse to the point where we believe the only people insured on the exchange are those that either have a subsidy or those with severe health conditions.
Cameron says convincing more healthy people to purchase coverage will lower the cost for everyone, including those on the state's health exchange that have Affordable Care Act coverage. Cameron says these state-based plans will have to adhere to most of the 10 essential health benefits mandated by ACA. He says some exclusions include pediatric, dental, and vision. Some versions offer no maternity coverage, and in some cases, a $1 million cap on coverage. Cameron's Washington state counterpart, Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler, feels the idea is a move backward. He says the out-of-pocket cost to those insured under the state-based plans will be extreme.
It is one that would have huge out-of-pocket expenses that you'd be liable for any given year. For a family of four, we're talking like $24,000 a year. And even for an individual, it's $12,000 a year. People don't have that kind of money laying around if they have to dig down to it.
Kreidler worries that the move could set the stage for other states to abandon the ACA guidelines and offer policies with even less coverage, all in the name of affordability. While the law states that the federal government would prohibit any policies that don't meet the ACA guidelines, University of Idaho law professor Richard Seaman says he thinks it's possible the feds, under the Trump administration, will allow such policies to exist.
I think that's kind of what Idaho is relying on here, that the current administration, recognizing that there's a fair amount of antipathy to the Affordable Care Act, is going to look the other way. Maybe it may end up asking Idaho to apply for a waiver, which it anticipates granting.
Mike Kreidler says if the administration decides to allow the non-ACA compliant plans, it should expect pushback from other states.
But it certainly won't stop then states potentially challenging in court this action by the administration.
Idaho Insurance Director Dean Cameron feels they are meeting the intent of the law and that the new plans will strengthen the ACA plans by lowering the cost of all health insurance.
We believe we can argue that we are substantially enforcing the ACA. We are requiring that ACA plans be made available. We believe we can legitimately argue and show how these state-based plans will actually help the ACA plans and complement the ACA plans.
The future of any non-ACA-based plans could certainly change with the arrival of a new federal administration. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.